Well, hello, Georgia. It is great to be back in the Peach State. Just 5 days away from another great victory all across the state of Georgia and all across America. And I'm here for one reason, and one reason only. Georgia and America need Brian Kemp to be the next governor of the great state of Georgia. You know, I found out that tomorrow is actually Brian Kemp's birthday. It is. I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, and he didn't hesitate for a second. He said he wanted 4 more years of strong Republican leadership at the State House. And speaking of strong Republican leadership, let me bring greetings from a friend of mine. We were chatting this morning. I told him I was headed toward Augusta. And I thought he sounded just a little bit jealous. So let me bring greetings from the man the people of Georgia voted overwhelmingly to make the 45th president of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. Isn't he something? I'll tell you, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve alongside a president who gets up every day and fights for the promises he made to the people of Georgia and the people of America. President Donald Trump delivers. And when Brian Kemp becomes your next governor, he's going to deliver for Georgia just the same way. But think about what we've done just in the last few months. It's just amazing. New jobs report just came out. 4.2 million new jobs created and unemployment's at a 50-year low. We've set a new record, the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for African Americans and Hispanic Americans, and women's unemployment, it has a 65-year low. The American dream is back. And just a little more than a week ago, this president also delivered when he announced that we had renegotiated our trading relationship with our partners to the north and to the south. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement finally puts American jobs, American workers, and American farmers first. And just a few weeks ago, this president kept his promise to see strong, principled conservatives appointed to our courts when we saw Justice Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Yeah, I think there's only one way you can describe the last couple of years. It's been 2 years of action. It's been 2 years of results. It's been 2 years of promises made and promises kept. But we're just getting started, Georgia. That's why we need Brian Kemp as your next governor. I'll tell you, it's been amazing to see what's happened in the state of Georgia with strong Republican leadership. I want to thank, I know he was with us earlier today and is not with us today, but can I just say thank you to Governor Nathan Deal for a job well done for the people of this great state. And I want to thank one of the great partners in the United States Senate, a man who has stood strong with the president and the agenda the people of Georgia voted to advance. Senator David Perdue, thank you for your strong and unwavering conservative leadership. And we're also grateful for our supporters in the House, Congressman Rick Allen, Congressman Jody Heiss. And I'm a little partial to number twos, so let's hear it for Jeff Duncan, the next lieutenant governor of the great state of Georgia. It's really been incredible. With the leaders, past, present, and future, Georgia's been on a roll. I mean, think about it. This state is home to some of the world's greatest companies like Delta Airlines, Home Depot, Coca-Cola. Great companies like Mercedes and Pulte Homes have moved their headquarters in recent years. And for the last 5 years in a row, Georgia has been ranked the best state in America to do business. Men and women of Georgia, we got to keep it going. We got to keep Georgia growing. We got to have Brian Kemp as the next governor of the great state of Georgia. I want to talk to you about this man. I want to talk to you about the progress that together we've made. But I also want to talk to you about the choice that you all face in the next 5 days. First and foremost, the man. You know, frankly, I'd be here campaigning for Brian Kemp if he was unopposed. Brian Kemp is Georgia. I mean, think about it. He's lived in Athens his entire life. His wonderful wife, Marty. We were with Marty and the girls earlier today. Small businessman. Started his business with nothing more than a pickup truck and a shovel and created hundreds of good-paying jobs here in the state of Georgia. He's lived the American dream. He's a man felt called to public service, first in the state Senate. He fought against higher taxes and more regulation for job creators. As Secretary of State, he's made your government more effective and more accountable, and he's done it all by saving Georgia taxpayers millions of dollars. That's the kind of leadership that you need in the governor's office. He's a proven leader. He's a man of integrity and faith who lives out his values every single day. Brian Kemp would make a great governor for the state of Georgia. And in 5 days, we got to make it happen. I mean, you just heard it again. Brian Kemp's got an agenda and ambition for the state of Georgia just like this president and I brought to Washington, D.C. 2 years ago. And think about the progress we've made. With the strong support of both of your senators and these conservatives in the Congress, we've been putting jobs and opportunities and growth first. You know, this president has actually signed more bills rolling back federal regulations than any president in American history. Incredible. We've unleashed American energy as never before. We got out of that disastrous Paris Climate Accord, and now we're exporting energy at record levels all over the world. It's not only that U.S.-Mexico deal. We cut a new deal with South Korea. We're negotiating with the EU and Japan. And this administration and this president even put China on notice that the days of massive trade deficits are over. We've been standing with farmers as never before. We've been standing with farmers and bringing real prosperity to rural America. And we've had some great help along the way, including Georgia's own Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, who's done an incredible job for America. And then finally, right before Christmas, this president kept one of the biggest promises that we made to the people of Georgia when he signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. We cut taxes for working families. We cut taxes for Georgia's businesses. And we cut out the core of Obamacare. The individual mandate is gone. That's promises made and promises kept. I got to tell you, since the advent of this administration, it's been amazing. Literally, almost from the moment after the election was called, you can feel it. Confidence is back. Jobs are coming back. In a word, America is back, and we're just getting started. That's why we need Brian Kemp in the State House.
USA! 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 USA!
But you know, as important as jobs and opportunity are in a growing economy, this president's also been working hard to provide for the common defense. And I got to tell you, as the proud father of a United States Marine, I couldn't be more proud to serve with a president who stands so solidly with the men and women of our armed forces and their families. You know, President Trump, with these conservatives in Congress, President Trump has already signed the largest increase in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And it's not just those in uniform today, but this president and this Republican Congress have been working to provide for our veterans. You know, those of you who've worn the uniform of the United States, with the men and women in the room, just put your hand in the air and let us thank you one more time. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And with the strong support of this Congress, President Trump's been delivering for our veterans. We have all new accountability at the VA. We're removing men and women that don't give our veterans the world-class health care that you earned in the uniform of the United States. And now we have Veterans Choice, where our veterans can have access to real-time health care. And this president's also been standing solidly, just like Brian Kemp will, for the principles enshrined in the Constitution and all the God-given liberties enshrined there, including the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And just like Brian Kemp, President Donald Trump and I have been standing without apology for the sanctity of human life at home and abroad, and we always will. So it's about security. It's about our common defense. It's about the rule of law. But it's also about safety for our families here at home. And I'll tell you what. I remember the years before this administration came into office were pretty tough on the men and women of law enforcement. It seemed, remember, whenever tragedy would strike in the midst of a law enforcement situation, that there were many in the national media, many even in politics, that were quick to blame law enforcement first. But this president, this administration, and Brian Kemp stand without apology with the men and women of law enforcement, and we always will. As your governor, Brian Kemp will give our law enforcement officers the resources and the respect that they deserve every single day. You know, last Saturday, the hearts of the American people broke with the word that 11 Americans in the Jewish community in Tree of Life Synagogue had been struck down in a terrible attack. Six others, including four members of law enforcement, were injured. Let's be clear. When those police officers ran into danger without regard to their personal safety, they did so in the highest tradition of law enforcement, and they saved lives. They did. As the President and I made clear, this attack was not just criminal, it was evil. And I want to promise you, justice in this case will be swift and severe. We will not allow violence or anti-Semitism to take hold in America. Not now, not ever. In the days ahead, I promise you, we'll work with leaders at every level to bring these senseless acts of violence to an end. We'll also work, as President Trump said, to rise above the hate, move past the division, and embrace our common destiny as Americans. And we will do it standing with the courageous men and women of law enforcement at every level. We will make Georgia and America safe again. With that renewed support in law enforcement, I'm pleased to report to you we've been removing dangerous gang members off our streets in record numbers. We've been rounding up drug dealers that are poisoning our kids and causing them to be trapped in drug abuse and addiction. And we've been enforcing our laws and securing our borders. And we've already started to build that wall. Yeah. Oh, we're building the wall. You know, the need for border security has maybe never been more obvious than it's been in the last few weeks. You all know what I'm talking about. Migrant caravan, thousands of people started in Honduras, made their way through Guatemala, and now making their way north in Mexico. As President Trump has made clear, this is nothing short of an assault on our country. The president has directed more than 5,000 American forces to the border to reinforce our border and support the Customs and Border Patrol. Our message to those who are moving north in this caravan is simple. Turn around. Go home. You will not be allowed to come in to the United States illegally. And the truth is, it's important to know that this caravan was organized by leftist groups in Honduras. It was. And human traffickers who have no regard for human life. These caravans are also being driven by the dangerous policies supported by the National Democratic Party. They really are. Think about this. They don't want to build a wall. They don't want to secure our border. They don't want to close the immigration loopholes that human traffickers use to entice vulnerable families to make the long and dangerous journey north to our border. I mean, frankly, many of the leading voices of the Democratic Party today actually say that we should abolish immigrations and customs enforcement altogether. Well, I'll make you a promise. With Brian Kemp as your governor and President Donald Trump in the White House, we will never abolish ICE. We will stand with those men and women and give them the resources and support that they need. Now, I did hear that Brian's opponent, Stacey Abrams, actually said that law enforcement officers who work with ICE are, quote, terrorizing families. Which should come as no surprise, because she said she wants illegal immigrants to get taxpayer-funded benefits here in Georgia. Finally, I even read where she said that that blue wave that's supposed to be coming to Georgia next Tuesday, she said the blue wave coming to Georgia on Election Day is comprised of those who are, and I quote, documented and undocumented. Well, let me tell you something. If that's the blue wave, it's going to hit a red, white, and blue wall come Tuesday, November 6th. I'll make you a promise. You elect Brian Kemp as your governor, you send these strong conservative majorities back to Capitol Hill with President Donald Trump in the White House. We will secure our border. We will close the loopholes. We will end this crisis of illegal immigration once and for all. We'll do it. So it's about the candidate. It's about the progress we've made in the midst of the challenges that we face today. But I got to tell you, the choice that Georgia faces today couldn't be more clear. I mean, truthfully, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp just about couldn't be farther apart on the issues. I mean, Brian Kemp's going to cut your taxes. Stacey Abrams said she's going to raise taxes by more than $300 million. Brian Kemp's going to cut regulations, get government off your back. Stacey Abrams has promised to grow government in Georgia from her words, cradle to career. Brian Kemp's going to fight for Georgia's farmers, ranchers, and producers, including Georgia's pecan farmers and poultry producers who were just hit so hard by Hurricane Michael. She actually said, quote, people shouldn't have to go into agriculture to make a living in Georgia. Well, Brian Kemp is going to stand with the men and women who want to go into agriculture as a career in Georgia, and agriculture is going to be bigger and more prosperous than ever. And while Brian Kemp is getting support from hardworking people all across Georgia, we all see the Stacey Abrams campaign is being bankrolled by Hollywood liberals. You heard about it? And people like, I heard Oprah Winfrey's in the state today. Will Ferrell wasn't here too long ago. Right? Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal too. And we got a message for all of Stacey's Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia. And Georgia deserves a governor who will fight for Georgia's values. So that's the choice you face, everybody. It's a choice between more jobs and more mobs. It's a choice between tax cuts and tax hikes. A choice between less government, more freedom, and more government, and less freedom for businesses in the city and on the farm. Truth of the matter is, it's really a choice between keeping Georgia growing and keeping Georgia going. So we got to make a decision right here, right now, that just like Brian Kemp always says, we're going to keep chopping until the polls close and make sure that Brian Kemp is the next governor of the state of Georgia. I love that. But here's the thing, it's not going to be easy. Come on, it's not going to be easy. The truth of the matter is, conventional wisdom says that the party in the White House has a challenging time winning elections in that first midterm election, right? After a presidential election. I mean, that's been true for the Republican Party over the last 100 years. Every midterm election for our party for the last 100 years, except for two. That's the conventional wisdom, that it's going to be tough on Tuesday. But I think we all know what President Donald Trump thinks of conventional wisdom. We made history in 2016, and we're going to make history again in 2018. When we re-elect Republican majorities and send Brian Kemp to the State House. We're going to do it. But it's going to take all of us to do it, and we're going to have to give all our efforts, so I'd like to ask you to do three things. And then I got a plane to catch. We're headed off to Savannah next before. Miles to go before we sleep. So first and foremost, I want you to decide right here, right now, in Augusta, if you haven't done it already, that you are going to vote Georgia. You're going to vote to make Brian Kemp the next governor of Georgia. Right? Just going to vote. And remember, friends don't let friends vote alone. Find a family member, find a neighbor at work, at worship, and grab them by the elbow and make sure you get out to vote. These elections are always won by the people that show up. So we got to show up. We really do. And second thing I'd like to ask you to do is go tell somebody. You know, I keep thinking of 2 years ago when there wasn't a pundit in the world, maybe one or two, that thought the president and I were going to be packing our bags and moving to Washington, D.C., but Georgia thought different. And America thought different because the American people were talking to one another. I mean, I had the sense of it. The American people knew we could be strong again. They knew we could be respected in the world again. The American people knew in our hearts that we could be growing again. And so they said yes to strong leadership. And so I want you to head out of here today. You know, it's still early in the day. You got some time even before dinner. Go find somebody. Say, I ran into Mike the other day in Augusta. Say, like, it took him like a half hour just to, like, go through the top lines of what we've been able to accomplish. And he said, you ain't seen nothing yet after we make Brian Kemp the governor of the state of Georgia. Just go tell him. Just go tell him. Tell them about that choice. Tell them we cut their taxes so they can keep more of what they earn. Tell them we've been promoting freedom and opportunity at home and abroad. Tell them we're standing with our military. And tell them Georgia's just really begun to grow. Just go tell them that story. I mean, tell them the forgotten men and women are forgotten no more. You go tell them that, Georgia, because it's the truth. And so, number one, if you're taking notes, you're going to vote with a friend, right? Number two, you're going to tell somebody over the next 5 days, every chance you get, about this good man, about the progress we've made as a nation. And it's the progress we've made. You know, among friends, I can tell you, the times that I have witnessed this president most often make a gentle correction of friends is when people walk up to him and say, thank you for what you've done for America. And he always stops them and he says, no, it's what we've done. And I promise you, we've only just begun. For real. So make those decisions. Get out, tell the story. And one last thing, if you're so inclined, I'd encourage you to do in the next 5 days. You know, it really seems to me like there's more division in this country than any time that I remember in my lifetime. You know, the truth is, every time you turn on the television, it seems like somebody's talking about what divides the American people one from another. But you know what the president and I believe, what I know Brian Kemp believes, is that there will always be more that unites us in these United States of America than will ever divide us. And chief among that is faith. Chief among that is our faith. It's our faith in one another, faith in the boundless capacity of any American given the opportunity and given the freedom to prosper and live the American dream. But it's also that other kind of faith, isn't it? I hear it everywhere I go. People will reach out a hand over a rope line and they'll grab me and they'll look at me. And sweetest words I ever hear is, I'm praying for you. This is a nation of faith. So I encourage you, if you share that conviction with Brian Kemp and Mike Pence, I encourage you to avail yourself of that wellspring of strength that has ever nurtured and strengthened the people of Georgia and America through much more challenging times than we could ever imagine. And just on this one, I'm actually not asking you to pray for a candidate or a cause or a party or even a campaign. On this one, I'm just saying in these too divided of times, just pray for America. Just pray for all the people of America. Because I really do believe in those ancient words that Americans have always clung to, that if his people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray, he'll do like he's always done. Through the long and storied history of this nation, he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal this land. This one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So pray. Pray for America. It'll make a difference. So thank you for coming out today. Thank you for being out for this good man and this great Republican team. But time's a-wasting, folks, and you got people you can talk to before dinner. So I'm going to get out of your hair. But I leave here today with a grateful heart. First and foremost, my first chance to tell you all, on behalf of my little family, this small-town guy from southern Indiana, grandfather immigrated to this country, thank you for the privilege to serve as your vice president. It is the greatest honor of my life, George, and I want to say thank you. Thank you. And with a grateful heart, I leave here with renewed confidence. I got to tell you, I really do. With Brian Kemp in the State House. With renewed Republican majorities on Capitol Hill. With renewed Republican leadership at every level all across this country. With President Donald Trump in the White House. And with God's help. We will make Georgia and America more prosperous than ever before. We will make Georgia and America safer than ever before. And to borrow a phrase from a friend of mine, I promise you, we will make America great again. Thank you all very much. God bless you. God bless Georgia, and God bless America.